Begin today's daf. We're starting at the very last line on daf mem vav on the base. Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Huna. Rabba said the name Rav Huna. Mechor li be'elu. Basically, he has like a, you know, I don't know. You know what it sounds like? It's like you ever go to like these game shows, and they say like, "What do you want? What's behind the wall, or do you want what's in this little box over
there?" Yeah.
Okay. So he has this guy has the box. He doesn't know what's in it, and he says, "Do you want to trade it with that guy? That guy has what's behind the wall." You know, and sometimes it's like a dumbest thing. Sometimes it's a car. You know, you never know.
Never know.
And sometimes this could be a diamond ring. You never know, right? But anyway, that's what it's saying. So basically, there's like a pile of money, not counted. Okay, and it's just and he says, "Sell me that for what I got here," and the guy's an adventurer. And he says, sure. I don't know how much money it is. We'll take it. Sold. Okay. It's a good king. But that being said, there's still ona on it. Which basically means that if it's off by more than a sixth. Either direction, the sale it reverses. Okay.
Even if he doesn't know what he's buying.
No, he's buying. He knows what he's buying. The guy has an item in the store.
Yeah, but
the guy's guesstimating that it's probably I'll get enough money there, and that's in your pile of money. Okay, he's coming with a, you know, you can see the heft of it. I don't know, and I'm taking my chances. He wants. Listen, the guy wants to make the sale. You know, the seller's in the business of making the sale, so he takes the sale. But he's here slow enough.
You know, Neiman Marcus, the same shirt on Amazon is going to be.
I know it's complicated. It is complicated, but whatever it is, let's leave it up to the rabbis to figure that out. Okay?
That's 20%.
There's a market. What? Six is a fifth. If that's what you think. Okay. Anyway, so there's a din ona, but if it's within the ona mark, the sale's done. Okay, meaning underneath that. Okay, anywhere either under 20, over or under, the sale's good. Aval gav de lo mashach, and that's even though he never took the item. Okay, he just so he handed off the money that was non-counted money. The kinyan is kana aval gav de lo mashach, even though he never took the item. So why the kibbid de lo kapid kana dechi chalipin dami? Since he didn't care to actually know how much money he's getting, therefore it's not working with the means of money. It's working like chalipin. V'yesh lo lavana. But yet, there's still a dinner. No. In other words, the kinyan is immediate upon transfer of the cash, which doesn't work normally, right? Normally, the kinyan is only effective once you take the item. That's when it's final. But here, since he's not counting the money, it's done as soon as the money comes to his hand. But since he used the term demechar li be'elu, he said use the word mechira. So therefore, it has the power of has the concept of ana applying to it, because all mechiras have the rule of ana applying. The mechor libeilu kamerlei. That's basically so. It's very interesting, in between type of transaction over here that's working instantaneous, but it's has the benefits of ana rules. Now,
in bartering, there's no ana.
There's no ana, exactly. Yeah. But here it's like a mixture. It's like since he used the word mechir, it's not a true barter. Since he didn't count the money, it's kind of like a barter. So therefore, the sale is instant. But if it's off, then they'll not exist. Now, Rababa Amrav Huna mechor li be'elu kana. The Elo Olav Huna. So Rav Abba said the name Rav Huna, sell me for this. It's kana, and there is no ona. Okay. Meaning he disagrees. He says it's not even ona. It's like a barter, exactly. And a barter doesn't have ona. We're trading. You don't know how much money that is. I don't either know. Right? I'm taking it as payment in full. I have no idea what's what. But the deal, a deal's a deal. I agreed and I accepted it. Done. Now pshita, damim ve'imak beralein. We say if it's money, right? But but he's not particular how much it is, right? He didn't bother to count it first, okay, to see how much he's getting. So Hakarmina the Kanu is saying that's a good kinyan. Why the Chalipin? Because it works like Chalipin. Chalipin umak v'ralein mai. What if you're doing a transaction of a Chalipin, but you are very particular? Meaning I want to know to make sure that what I'm getting in exchange for this is for sure the value that I need. Okay? So that's the question. In other words, we know that a dummim that you're not makbid works like Chalipin. The question is Chalipin, where you are makbid, does that work or not? That's the question. What status does that have? So Amar Rav Abba Bar Rava, Tashma, I'll prove to you. Hareshe Tevis Parasa. A man's holding his cow. Okay. And standing there. And a man comes. Why'd you bring your cow here? I need your donkey. Meaning, I'm in the market for a donkey. You know, why are you bringing your cow to market? I'm in the market for a donkey. Yes, lichamar. Well, I have a donkey. Well, lucky man, but I happen to have a donkey. Shani noisalach. Parascha bekama. How much is your cow for? Meaning, I could use a different cow, whatever. Kach v'kach. This is how much my cow is. Chamor chavakama. How much is your donkey? V'kach v'kach. That's the amount. So what happened? Mashach bal chamor es hapara. Meaning, right? So if I understand correctly, this is how I'm understanding the case. You have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven comes to market with his cow that he's trying to sell. Shimon. Comes to market and he asks him, why do you have a cow? I don't need a cow, I need a donkey. And the other guy says, oh, I'm selling this cow, but I see you have a cow. And the guy says, how much is your donkey costing? X amount. How much is that donkey? How much is your cow? I could use your cow. He wants the different cow. So bottom line is, they're doing a trade. What happened? So Ma Shech Bal Chamar Sapora, if the owner of the donkey says, "I takes the cow." Below here is big balapara, and the owner of the cow did not yet limshach chamar did not yet take the donkey, right? Because the donkey didn't bring to market. At shemes chamar, and sure enough, the donkey died. So lo kana bal chamar zapara. So the donkey owner did not get the cow, even though he was already kona. He already made a kinyan on it, but the bottom line is, if something happens before that he's not able to get a hold of the donkey, because he died, if the donkey died, then the sale's basically off. Shema mina chalipin u'makbid alein l'kana. Basically, if you're makbid by the chalipin, so then the kinyan doesn't happen instantaneous, period. So Amar Rava, ad chalipin m'shukti ha'askinan. Since when is people who do chalipin fools, okay, that don't care to know meaning you're telling me that regular chalipin, it's like, well, it doesn't matter what it's worth. Like, what do you mean? I'm doing an exchange over here. Obviously, it matters what it's worth. Nobody's that foolish to say, well, you know, like everything's all the same. You know, like, what do you mean? People want value, right? That's somebody we're talking about fools over here. They'll copy, they don't care. El kol chalipin mikvid kapi. Every chalipin, people are particularly, they want to make sure that they're getting the value that they want. Okay. The kana, and it works. But so why does not a kona over here? V'achem ma'yiskina, damar lechamor bipara v'tleh. We talk, the case over here, why it's not good, is because the guy was trading a donkey, which is more valuable, for a cow plus a sheep. That's what's going on. Okay. U'ma'ashach is a para. And he took just the cow. And he didn't take the other half of the exchange. It's not a full Mashiach. When does the deal go through? When the full Mashiach happens. That's when it's a done deal. But until if you only took half of the things that you're taking on your side, that's not a done deal yet. And therefore, the exchange didn't happen. And if the donkey dies, it's not too late to back out. Okay, Amar Mar, we said before, Mecharli Beilu, sell me with this money that we're not counting. Kana, it's a good kinyan, Beishwal Lavana, Kurit Tanakama, there's still a dinona on it. Leima Savravuna, Matbe Nas Chalipin. Is that basically Chalipin? And you see, you could use money with Chalipin. That's the Kasha. So Gemara says, "Lo, Rav Huna savor like Rav Yochanan. Rav Huna holds like Rav Yochanan." Tamar Dvar Torah Moskanos, that says that really the Kenyan works from the Torah with money. You can acquire with money. Why they say that the way to be acquired is with pulling? You have to take possession. That's only rabbinic to protect the buyer, as a buyer protection. Because you're in Zera, maybe he'll tell you, maybe, you know, that your wheat that you purchased burnt in my attic. When you're doing it, normal transactions, the rabbis made a decree, because that's what they're protecting. They're protecting standard transactions. But something that's not common, the rabbis never make a decree for. And this transaction is clearly a very abnormal transaction, because you're giving the money, he doesn't even know what he's getting. Okay. Brings us to the next thing. Amar le Marhuna b'reid Rav Nachman le Rav Ashi. So Marhuna, who's the son of Rav Nachman, that's not the regular Rav Huna, it's Rav Nachman's son, okay? And he said to Rav Ashi, Aton achim asnisula. That's your version. We have another version. And this is this way. So I know that Rav Huna doesn't allow for money to be, because Rav Huna was one of the people who said, Ein matbeh nas chalipin. So, okay. And that's the story. Okay, so the bottom line is, it's like, I know for a fact, you thought that it was actually a question, maybe Rav Huna holds of Chalipin, and you had to give an answer. I know that that can't be, because Rav Huna said explicitly that Eimat Be'enas Chalipin. Okay, end of that. Now we're getting into the guts of Chalipin. This is a big question that a lot of us are always wondering. Well, how do you do Chalipin? Whose item, who's giving who the representative, the handkerchief, or the pen? Is it the seller's pen that's given over to the buyer and the buyer picks it up? Or is it the buyer's pen that he gives it to the seller and the seller takes it? Okay? Always wondered that, okay? The answer is, depends who you ask. Whose stuff does the Kenyan work with? Of Chalipin. Rav Amar B'Kehel of Shel Koneh. It's the buyer's pen that the seller picks up. And then the seller, when I pick it up, the seller's stuff goes to the buyer. You get it? I'm taking this, and then my thing goes to you. That's how Rav says, which is the halacha, in case you're wondering. Okay? The nichale lekona, the kona prefers to lahavi makne kona. He wants the seller to acquire, kech de likmar veliknile, that the sale should go through. So by me taking this, I'm accepting this as like a consideration, and now the thing that's by me is yours. Okay, that's the concept. You following? That's how it works. Vilaknile. Oh, Vilevi Amar? No, but Kilshal Makne. It's the seller's item. Kid Be'inale Memer, come on, as we will soon explain. So, in other words, the Gemara right now is not telling you Levi's logic. You're going to have to hold on for that. Okay. Amar, Rav Huna Miskartla Rava. So, Rav Huna from Discarta. That's place. It's a different Rav Huna, okay? Said to Rava, Ula Levi, Dam Rabbi Kel Shamakne, I have a big problem. According to Levi, it's the seller's pen, so to speak, or handkerchief, and he is giving it to the buyer, and when the buyer picks that up, then the other thing goes along also. Hakakani Ara Agav Glima. You can even buy land with Chalipin, and the land is being acquired Agav, a t-shirt or a handkerchief. Imkein havlu, if that's true, havlu nechasim sheyesh lamachrayis. It's basically what's the old land, as we know, is nechasim sheyesh lamachrayis has a responsibility to pay for one's debts. Ve'nignim nechasim sheyem benachrayis, and it's coming along, it's being acquired along with nechasim that does not have achrayis, meaning a handkerchief or a pen, where there is no lien. It's not no liens on that. Didn't the Mishnah say exactly the opposite? So that's the question that Rav Huna Discarta said to Rava, I don't understand Levi. If you're telling me I give the pen and then the land goes along with it, how can the Kenyan on the pen acquire along with the land? This is Ein Ben Achrayis, the land is Yesh Ben Achrayis, and it doesn't work that way. It's only the reverse that works. Amr Lei. So Rava told him, he said to him, Ihava Levi Ach, if Levi was here, have a mapik labcha pulsi dinura. he would have given you, slapped you silly, that you'd be sparks coming, you'd be seeing stars, something like that. I don't know exactly what that means, but the point being is that's a okay, nitzotzos shel or, okay, that are, you know, circle, I don't know, round sparks, circles, I don't know what it is, but it is. Some, whatever, the point being is,
slap you up.
You think that Levi doesn't know what he's talking about, that he'd say something like that? Me savres, what?
He was shot at you with sparks of fire.
Yeah, okay. We've given you that look, you know, the Rebbe look. You know, that stern look that you get that makes you want to sink into your chair. That's what it's called.
No, it's gonna be more physical look.
Anyway, bottom line is why? What is your mistake? Mi savres galima maknale. Do you think the picking up of the handkerchief makes the kinyan go through? No, you got the whole nature of what's happening wrong. Bahia na de kamakabel mine, the pleasure of the fact that you accepted his gift, gama, that you gave him pleasure by accepting what he gave you now. So gamar vaknili, it's like I got that pleasure of you accepting my gift, and that's my consideration, and now I'll sell you my land. So it's that's the consideration. So that's the story, and that's the machlokas, and now we're going to see that even though Rav and Levi were amirim, there's an earlier machlokas of Tanan. Ketanan is a machlokas. And this really goes back to, it's interesting, in Sefer Rus, this is really the laws of Chalip and where we learn it from. V'zos lifnim b'Yisrael, Pasuk and Rus. This is how it always was in Israel. Ala g'ula v'ala t'mura, on redemption and on exchanges. L'kayim kol davar, to complete everything or to finalize things. Shalof ish na'alof v'nas l'reo, a man takes off his shoes and gives it to his friend. Okay? Kinyan Chalipin. Okay? That's how people do transactions. Now, Geula, what is Geula? It's a Mechira, that's selling. Vechenu Omer lo yigal, okay, which means sale. Timura, what is that? Zu Chalipin, that's Chalipin. Vechenu Omer lo yachlifenu v'lo yamir. So, lachlif and lahamir is twin words, okay? Lo yamir, so that's exchanging. Lekayim kol davar, shalof ish na'aloi, v'nasan l'reyu, mi nasan l'mi. So who gave the shoe to who? That's the question. Boaz nasan l'goel. Boaz gave it to the goel. Okay, he took the shoe. Boaz took the shoe and gave it to the goel. That's Tan Kam's version. Rabbi Yudom, or no, goel nasan l'boaz. The goel gave his shoe to Boaz. Okay, so that's the question. Whose shoe? Okay, and that's machlokas.
Who got the shoe?
Who gave the shoe to who? Okay, the buyer gave it to the seller, or did the seller give it to the buyer? So Tana, Konin b'kli, we said that you could acquire with the kli. Avul b'shemush bruta, kli does not have to have a value of a bruta, and that's how kinyan chalipim works. And Amar Rav Nachman l'shanu elo b'kli. That's if it's a kli. Avul b'peiri lo. This now we're finally introduced to the actual source of Rav Nachman, that you can't use peiris. Rav Sheshes Amar Afil b'peiris, even a peiri. Peiris works. My time with Rav Nachman. Where did Rav Nachman get his idea that you cannot use peiris for your chalipim? Okay. Amar Kar, the pasuk says na'alo. It says his shoe specifically. It didn't say na'al general. It says na'alo, his shoe. Na'alin midach rin alo. It's not things that it has to be like a shoe, which is a keli. My time at Rav Sheshes. What about Rav Sheshes? Amar Kar l'kayim kol davar, broad to anything
works.
Yeah. Anything works. L'Rav Nachman nami yaksim l'kayim kol davar. What does he do with that? Even a cheap shoe, like it does, like that's what he's saying, like even something of minimal value. Of Rav Sheshes, not mixiv nalo. How does Rav Sheshes deal with the fact that it mentions shoes specifically? Some like Rav Sheshes, ma nalo dover mesuyim, it has to be a complete thing. Has to be anything complete. Like a shoe is a complete item.
It means here that anything you could be like redeemed with the shoe, but not any type of shoe.
I don't know. That's not what I thought. Okay.
The whole thing, it says.
No, this one. Now we're saying the whole thing. We talk about the, he's going back on the last piece. So when it says, what does Rav Nachman do with the L'Kaim Kol Dover? L'Kaim Kol Dover, the nickname Bemino. Meaning that even
anything, any matter,
even if it's not worth much, yeah, that's the point. Yeah. That's what it's. That's how I'm reading that. Okay, now what does this mean? Of that has to be a complete thing. Lafuke chatzi rimon. I can't use a half a pomegranate. Chatzi egos, a half a walnut. Dilo. That's not good. Even a peri means a complete item, at least a complete fruit. Okay, you can't be halfway. Now Amar Rav Sheish has brayed Rav Yidi. Come on, because vina idna. When we write our documents, and if you look in a ksuva, you'll actually see this wording exactly like this. But what is written? One second, I just have to.
You locked him out?
No, the time ran out. Oh. Okay, so keman kasvina ha'idna bimana dekosher lemeknayabe. That I'm purchasing, or I'm obligating myself with money that is kosher for acquiring. Okay, what do you mean money that's kosher for acquiring? It's a funny expression. What does that mean? So bimana means hafukamir of sheshes. That's the counter of sheshes. Damar konim beperus, who says that you could do kinyan chalipim with perus? No, the kosher. What does it mean? The kasher lafukim mean the Shmuel. That's coming to counter Shmuel's opinion. The Amar Konim Bimruka, who says that you could make a kinyan with a meruka, which is basically what we call clay glulim, which is made out of dung from an animal. So they dry it and make it into a vessel, whatever. It's not the best. Okay.
Don't eat it.
Not the best thing. I don't recommend eating off of that. What? It dries out, and
it's hardened. It's hard.
It turns like a rock. But being said,
don't wash it. Don't wash it.
You say,
well,
why not eat off of it?
Yeah.
Never
dry.
Cook off of it. They used to cook from.
Okay. No, that they used to use it as a faucet, like as a.
As a fuel.
As a fuel.
Yeah, cook off, yeah. They would use it as a fuel. That means.
Yeah, but there's no. But this is a utensil now. You know, but it's eat from it.
All like right. Anyway, Lafu gave me the levy. Oh, le meknaya. What does it mean, le meknaya? To acquire. Lafu gave me the levy. To counter levy. Damar b'kelu shalmaknu. It says it's the seller's item. No, it's the acquirer's item for kinyan. Kamashma le meknaya. V'lo le kinyu be. And that's the point. We're going with Rav over Levi, and that's the expression when we say bimana tekashal meknaya bay. Oh, so what's the bay? Well, that's the last line. Rapap amr lemuti matbea. That's the that you could acquire with it, meaning not money. Okay, that it's something that it and not something else. What's coming to exclude money? Rav Svid. It's coming to counter something that's prohibited to benefit from. And the kosher, what's the kosher? The kosher is coming to exclude something that's asr v'ana. That it has to have something that's different. Okay, Rashi, Tosis argues and says that Meruka is date pits that they used to smooth the surface of the leather for writing purposes. Anyway, bottom line is that's like too insignificant or whatever, I don't know. Anyway, that's a story. Which brings us to the next part of the mission. We're moving back to the Mishnah. Asimon Konos HaMatvea. And Asimon, which is like we will scroll to find now, can acquire the coin. Okay? My Asimon. What is an Asimon? Okay? If you remember in the 70s, we used it like this.
Slug.
It was like, yeah, but in those days, it was like there was Asimon. They used to use it for the public phone, a special coin that had a little hole in it, and you put it in the machine.
In Israel, you mean?
In Israel, right.
That's 70s.
The
token,
90s. Even later than the 90s?
Yeah. 98 using it.
You used to get on the subway too, with a token.
It was in 98 still? Okay. That's when I remember it. Okay.
70s? You weren't even around in the 70s in Israel.
Yes, I was in 79.
I remember it.
Yeah, in 79 I was there. And and it was also there in the 80s, right, in late 80s. But okay.
Post office.
If you put a string in it, you can pull it back out.
Right, exactly. I never understood it. Okay.
You put a string in it, you can pull it, you know, go in the phone, you can pull it out.
Of course I
didn't. I did it, but I saw other people do it.
I did it.
Huh?
I did.
Asimon Konet Matbea. Yeah, it wasn't the smartest move. Okay, Asimon Konet Matbea. Now Simon acquires a Matbea. Okay, now, Amai Simon. Amrav, Mos Hanitanos Pesimin. Lebeis Amarchatz. It's old money that's not used as actual money. It's just used as a sign to count for the bathhouse attendant. So in other words, basically it's like a token. And that's what they use. You, like, everybody goes in, gives a token, and then he knows how much water to heat up, you know, and how you know, like, how many people are coming and how many towels to prepare. And basically, it's a token, like, you know, kind of
to counting, yeah, like a shekel, yeah.
Right, right, just to keep track of how many people it is. Meisves, we have a question on this. Ei mechala meiser sheni ala simon. You can't transfer your meiser sheni onto an asimon. V'lo mos hanitanos b'simon, nor on tokens. So obviously it's not the same thing as a token, because it says not an asimon and not a token. Okay. So mechal dasimon lamos hanitanos b'simon beis amerchatz. So what's the deal? Now b'chitim we're going to say perush kol mefarish. It's explaining. Follow Tanakh. That's not what it says. It's very clear that that's not an explanation. Mechal ma'aser sheni al asimon divrei Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa says you could do it on asimon. But not on a token. A simon is better than a token. So what's the deal? Elam Rav Yochanan Maya Simon Pulsa. It's a slug, right? It's like an unmarked coin. That's what a pulsa is, right?
But it has the value of the metal.
Yeah, right. It's missing the stamp, but it's
ready to go.
It's ready. It's ready, the right weight and right material.
The weight of the silver, you know what it
is. Yeah, right. Va'az da Rabbi Yochanan, tell me this, Rabbi Yochanan. Shitasei dam Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Doisov, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Dov Reach. They say the same thing. What is that? Rabbi Doisov Adamran. We just quoted Rabbi Doisov over here, which is which was Rabbi Doisov, we just quoted, right. Rabbi Doisa says that you could be Mechal Meiser Sheni on an Asimon. He allows it. And Rabbi Shmuel, Maihi, where's Rabbi Shmuel? Say that, Titania, but Sarta, Gezab Yadecha, you tie the money in your hand. The rabbis called over a Nitzra Biyad, anything that you can carry. To Rabbi Shmuel, so to him, every coin is good, and a piece of silver is good to transfer Meiser Sheni onto. Anything you could tie up in your hand is fine. Rabbi Kiva Omer, the rabbis called the Rishisha Lov Tzura. No, it has to have the stamp. So in other words, it's a question of how you translate the word Vitzarta, tie. Is it just something that's portable, like a silver piece of silver, an ingot or something? Or it has to have the Tzura. That's the question. Machlokas. Okay. Now, Ketzat, moving right along, Mashachem and Aperos. The guy took the peros and didn't give the money yet, and the deal is done and he cannot back out. Okay? So this is where we actually introduced that machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokesh, we discussed it a few times before. Dvar Torah, money is a kinyan. Why the rabbi say not, that money doesn't work? We worried that maybe we'll say Nitzvichi Dechabaliya. Question is, so mandish. What's the problem? The guy who made the fire is responsible. So what are you worried about? The guy's not going to get, not going to get paid. He'll get paid from this guy. Won't pay the other. The guy who started the fire won't pay him. Alexei Shem a tipod like a bonus. What if the fire happened accidentally? Okay, it wasn't anybody who's responsible for the fire. That's what we're worried about. So imukmas luhuber shusei. If it's by him, meaning if I'm the owner of it, Maser Nafshe Taruch Matzah, I'm not gonna let my stuff burn, and I'm gonna do all I can to put out that fire and to save it. V'lo, but if it's not mine, Lo Maser Nafshe Taruch Matzah, he's not gonna be so busy or worried about, and that's the reason. It's a buyer's protection. That's the idea. not true. Meshicha mefreshes min haTorah. Meshicha, that's the way to acquire, is explicit in the Torah. My time with the Rish Lakish, where does Rish Lakish get that idea? The Amakra? Amakra, Pasuk says, V'chisim karu mimkar lamisecha, o konoi miyad amisecha. What does that mean? Dover ha'nikna miyad liyad. Something that is acquired from hand to hand, portable objects. And what does that mean? Miyad liyad. The transaction is by transfer, by giving it. I give it to you. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, miyad lemute karka de les be'ono. The miyad is coming to exclude. The Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the miyad is not talking about how you transfer, that it's kinyan mashicha, but it's coming to counter land, because land doesn't have a dino na on it. Rish Lakish, what does Rish Lakish say? Yim kain, licht of kra, b'chisim kru mimkar, miyad amisecha. Al tonu, do not charge interest. Okano, lamali, why does it have to say, or okana? Lamali, shema minad, the mashicha is teaching you the din mashicha. Rabbi Yochanan, Okana Mayavili, what does he do with the word Okana? Why does it say or acquire? What do you have to say both sides? Me boilates necessary. Likatanya, the kisim krum imkar, altonu, ainli elashe nisana lokeach. You might think there's only Ona when the buyer is being ripped off. Nisana mocher minayin. What if the seller doesn't know the value of what he's selling and the seller's being ripped off by the buyer by being selling it too cheap? Okay, minayin tamalomer, Okano. Altonu. Both sides is an iser of ona. Okay, the buyer or the seller. Okay, Virish Lakish Tartikam Amina. We can learn both from the same thing, both that it's buyer and seller, as well as Okianim work with Mishicha. Okay, brings us to the next thing. Tonight we learned Rabbi Shimon Omer Kol Sheh Kesha Kesef Yado. This is the last part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon says Kol Sheh Kesef Yado Yado Yona. The one who has the dollars in his pocket is the one in control. Meaning, mocher hu d'matzio d'bei. At this point, if he has his money, he could say, you know what? Here's your money back. I changed my mind. I don't want to sell. And he could give the money. Lokeach lo matzio d'bei. But the buyer, once he gave the money, he can't back out anymore. He can say, you know, I didn't get the thing. I want my money back. It's the guy with the cash who's in control. King. In yep. control. Now, i'amit, if you say Bishlama Moskonos, that really money does acquire Mishamachi Mocher Mati Adarbe. That's why the seller is in power. That works. Lokech lo Mati Adarbe, because he doesn't have the money. It's too late for him because he already bought it Min HaTorah. Okay? Eliamrit Mos Enon Konos. But if you say that really money doesn't acquire, like Rish Lakish says, Lokech Namil Adarbe. So why can't both sides back out? There's no Kenyan yet. Kenyan is only with Mashicha. There was no Mashicha. So what do you want? Why can't he back out also, according to Rish Lakish? That's the kasha. I'm like Rish Lakish, I'll tell you. I'll leave it to Rav Shimon Lakamina. Well, you think I'm explaining in Rav Shimon's opinion? No, of course Rav Shimon holds that Dvar Torah Mos Konos. I'm not going in Rav Shimon. Ki Kamina, leave it to Rabbanu. I'm explaining your Rabbanu's reasoning. Now, Pish Lam Rish Lakish, according to Rish Lakish, Hainu Di'ika Ben Rav Shimon Rabbanu. Now I understand the machlokas. Rav Shimon and Rabbanu are arguing gufa in what is the nature of kinyanim. How do you transact between portable things? Is it work with Mishicha or does it work with kinyan kesef? That's the min haTorah. Okay? Ela l'Rav Yochanan, my Ika Ben Rav Shimon Rabbanu. What is their machlokas? Ika Ben Ayud Rav Chisda. It's really called back to Rav Chisda. Dam Rav Chisda. Kedek Shetikno Mishicha B'mokrin. Once the rabbis instituted Mashicha for the seller, it works both ways. The buyers also can back out. Rav Shimon disagrees with Rav Chisda and says, no, the protection is only because the guy is to protect the buyer, and that's it. And he doesn't hold the Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, once a sale is not, we said it's not finalized without the Mashicha, both sides can change their mind till the Mashicha takes place. Rav Shimon Basley, the Rav Chisda, and Rabban Nislu, the Rav Chisda. And that's the story. We'll stop over here. We continue.